WUSB Stony Brook is 11 o'clock.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Friday Night Freeform with Captain Phil. This is Sanctuary Part 2 from the album Sanctuary by Robert Reed. We heard from Fido, Homunculus Rex, IQ, Hogwash, Bent Knee, Architecture of the Absurd, Spangle, and the Electric Light Orchestra here on Friday Night Freeform on WUSB. Starting early tonight is the voice of science fiction with a special interview with the head of Perseverance Records, Special Destinies. WUSB pledge promos are available to all pledgers during tonight's episode of Destinies. As for me, I'll see you on Captain Phil's Planet next Thursday with a special interview and more music. Again, the number is 631-632-6901. And if you can't make the phone call, it's www.wusb.fm. It is time for Destinies, the voice of science fiction. Take it away, Howard. I'm shifting over the controls of the starship to you.
Good evening and welcome to Destinies. I'm Howard Margolin, and tonight the voice of science fiction is coming to you live and 15 minutes earlier, courtesy of Captain Phil, as we shine the Destinies debut soundtrack spotlight on Perseverance Records' latest compilation, Who Wants to Live Forever, Forsaken Themes from Fantastic Films Volume 2, and speak with producer Robin Esterhammer. But before we connect with Robin, I'll let you know that we are once again coming to you as part of WUSB's Spring Radiothon, in which we ask for your help to raise the $15,000 we need for the next 6 months of rent and phone lines to our transmitter site on Bald Hill in Farmingville. Because WUSB broadcasts commercial-free, we rely on the generosity of our listeners to keep us on the air by making a pledge of support in any amount you can afford. If you're a fan of soundtrack music, not only can you hear it on Destinies, but also on The Sounds of Film with Tom Needham and Movie News and Music. And DJ TK and Alex frequently review films on Threat Level Midnight. It's a genre that most commercial stations avoid, but you can satisfy your score cravings regularly here on WUSB. When you make a pledge by calling 631-632-6901, that's 631-632-6901, or by going online to wusb.fm/pledge, you prove that you want freeform radio, programmed by the individual hosts, to continue on Long Island. And to thank you for your support, not only can you choose from such WUSB items as baseball caps, mugs, t-shirts, and sweatshirts, but also 325 different Destinies exclusive premiums, including an assortment of hard-to-find film scores on CD for pledges as low as $10. You can view the list at tinyurl.com/WUSB Destinies or call me after the show at 631-632-6901. Tonight, though, I'm going to concentrate on a very special offer that our friends at Perseverance Records are allowing us to make. Call 631-632-6901 while I'm in the studio tonight, or pledge online and send a copy of your pledge form to destinysvoice@AOL.com before midnight, and make a $25 pledge, which you can charge to your credit card, and Robin Esterhammer will send you your choice of either Tears in Rain, Forsaken Themes from Fantastic Films Volume 1, which features an exclusive suite from Blade Runner, or Who Wants to Live Forever, which we will be previewing in just a few minutes, which begins with an exclusive suite from Michael Kamen's score for Highlander. Or if you make a pledge of $40, you can have both albums on CD or digitally and sent to you directly from Perseverance Records. This offer is valid only during tonight's show, so call 631-632-6901 right after I'm off the air. Or pledge online during the show and email a copy of your pledge form to destinysvoice@AOL.com. Now let's get to our guest, Robin Esterhammer, who is joining us via telephone from his home in Colorado for his 8th appearance on our show. Thank you for meeting your Destinies with us again, Robin.
That makes me sound so old. I have 8 appearances on the show.
Well, compared to our prime guest who's made 30, that's not so bad.
Oh, who's that?
That would be Keith R.A. DeCandido. He's an author.
Oh, okay. Wow.
So, and he's been on, coming on since 1994, so
wow.
Big difference. So as far back as our first interview in 2005, you've told me that one of your dreams projects was to do a full score release for Michael Kamen's Highlander. Looking on eBay, I see that there are two different European CDs that purport to be the complete Highlander score, but neither appear to be licensed releases. Why has getting an official American album proven impossible so far, and has including this 10-minute suite given you at least some measure of satisfaction?
The reason why we did this recording actually was because we had talked to the Michael Kamen estate, and in the beginning they were all for it. We wanted to do a complete re-recording of the score, of the entire score, which would have filled up two CDs. But then I believe his widow fell ill, and we weren't able to do anything for a while now. So we're in touch with the estate, and at some point we definitely want to do a complete full recording of the Highlander soundtrack, maybe even with the instrumental Queen music. That we wanted to perform just without the Freddie Mercury vocals, because, you know, we just can't get those. Those are just impossible to get. But we're very happy with the suite, which we recorded in North Macedonia in Skopje. And it stilled my hunger for the complete score a little bit, but I'm working with Nicky Foros, who's still on us right now, who produced the Highlander recording in Skopje. And we're still hoping that we can actually do it. And as far as the official release is concerned, that's right. There's only one legitimate release of the first Highlander movie. That's the one that's called Highlander, the Original Scores, and it has about 19 minutes of Michael Kamen's score, and then like 24 minutes of Stu Copeland's Part 2, and then J.P. Robinson on Highlander 3 with like 27 minutes. That's the only one, so please do not buy the book, the bootlegs. You're only damaging the people who really want to do a good job. And it did still my hunger for doing the Highlander recording a little bit, but I have not given up yet. I am perseverance.
What's the story behind this version of the music that you chose to use as the highlight of this CD?
The original plan was to license a recording that was done in Germany again, where they have tons of film scores and releases and just love film music. And we were going to license a live concert of a performance in somewhere in Germany. And then we figured, you know, I mean, we're paying a lot of money for this license. Why can't we just re-record it and then we own it, you know? So I got in touch with my friend Nicky Foros in Greece, and we decided that we're actually going to record this and another track, which is a great suite from Alien by Jerry Goldsmith, which will be the featured track on Volume 3 of Forsaken Themes, called Xenomorph. And the way we decided what to use was that Nicky Foros actually had already put together a suite in his computer. He did the one for, I believe it was in Düsseldorf or Cologne or something like that. And he had arranged and orchestrated a suite for the first Highlander, and that's how this one came about.
Given our airtime, we can't play the entire suite tonight, but we are going to bring you an excerpt from it. Robin, tell us what parts we're going to listen to.
Okay, we're going to listen first to the Highlander theme, which is probably one of my favorite Michael Kamen pieces. other than, you know, Iron Giant or Lethal Weapon or one of those. And the second, we were playing two, right?
Back to back, yeah. Hello?
Howard?
Yes? Yes?
Howard?
Yes, can you hear me?
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're going to play them back to back. Yeah, I can hear you.
Howard?
Yes, you're still here.
Okay, you're there. Okay, good, good. We're playing two tracks from Highlander, right?
Yes, continuously, one back to back with the other.
So the first one is Highlander, Highlander theme, and the second one is Who Wants to Live Forever, the where we actually replaced the electric guitar, which always bothered me on that track, with an oboe, and it just sounds absolutely beautiful. And that's the second track that you're going to hear.
All right. So back to back here is the Highlander theme and Who Wants to Live Forever from Forsaken Themes from Fantastic Films Volume 2.
Thank you.
That was an excerpt from the Highlander Suite as presented on the new Perseverance Records CD, Who Wants to Live Forever? When the show gets encored on the Destiny's Archives mini marathon sometime next month, we will try to include the full version of the suite as a bonus feature. In the meantime, of course, you can hear the entire track if you pledge $25 to Radiothon tonight and request this CD as your premium. Robin, since this album features music from the first Highlander movie, why does the cover art seem to depict Duncan MacLeod, the TV Highlander?
I have a really bad connection. I hear like every other word.
Oh, okay. We'll try
Hello?
This. Hello, can you hear me? Yes, I can hear you.
Yeah, now I can hear you.
Okay. I said, since this album features music from the first Highlander movie, why does the cover art seem to depict Duncan MacLeod, the TV Highlander, in